him.
Super confident Cubs fan. Hey, Dean, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about what you've committed to bodily. I mean, because I have never even I've thought about maybe getting a flower, maybe, you know, something for my dad in memory of. But you've committed. Tell everyone what you've done to yourself.
So I guess like you, I'd never considered getting a tattoo.
Okay.
But this idea came to me. And it's funny, since the story's come out, people have just assumed that I'm this crazy, fanatic, diehard Cub fan. And I guess I am sort of all that, but I'm also very logical. I just got the idea when they signed John Lester, that made the statement that major league players wanted to come to the Cubs to win a World Series. It was building in terms of their desire to be part of something they could never be part of in any other city. And
this
so that's when I got the idea that said, hey, put this tattoo that says they're going to win it in 2001
right.
something.
Right. So you're giving yourself 4 years, right? 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, you've got four seasons.
And that's an interesting part of it, Dean, because some people, when we see these things go viral, they pick the year. So a lot of people might have done 2016, but you're not completely sure it's going to be this year, but you know for sure it's going to happen in 4 years.
I gave myself a window because it's the thing. Baseball is a funny thing. Cubs have had some good teams. When I was growing up, over the last 20 years, they've had a lot of playoff teams.
Yes.
Those teams have maxed out their potential. What Theo Epstein's done is create a team that could be the best team in the league for five straight years. That's how you win a World Series, hopefully one of those 5 years.
I am in love with this tattoo. I mean, the attention-grabbing part of it is fill in the next 4 years. But the rest, I mean, like, just to see the world, the words, World Series champions, right? 1907, 1908, 2000, somewhere between now and 19. And then I love that you tweeted this out. There's a comma because this won't be the end of the road for the number of, you know, years that you're going to have on your arm. I love that.
Yeah, it always makes me smile when I look at it.
Yeah, yeah, and isn't that the point of a tattoo? Really?
For me, it was a huge part of it. I mean, I don't know if you got out of the story that I have not shown a lot of people. It's just been a personal thing to me and to feel good about, you know, the fact the Cubs have built such a great team.
And you are, so this is on your right shoulder. Are you a righty or a lefty? And I know that's not pertinent, but I'm just curious.
I'm a righty.
You're a righty. Okay, so it's on your predominant arm. Got it. And you said you've never had another tattoo before. This is your first.
Never have, never will.
Oh, I mean, go big or go home, my friend. Right?
I mean, I'm just like I said. I'm not really a tattoo. It's not about I'm a tattoo person that got this clever tattoo. I'm not really a tattoo person, but I got this clever tattoo.
Where did you grow up, Dean?
I grew up in a small town called Rock Falls, Illinois, about 120 miles straight west of Chicago.
Is that near Sterling?
It's about 1 mile across the river from Sterling.
Yeah, I have a friend that was from Sterling. That's why I've always remembered Rock Falls and Sterling as sort of being sisters, like just kind of related to each other, but in a rivalry way. Is that right?
That's right. That's correct.
So you grew up watching Cubs games on WGN?
Yep, all the way back to the 80s.
Well, there you go. I mean, I go on and on about 1984. Do you still have a pang in your heart when Steve Garvey hits that grand slam?
You know, I have more of a pang in my heart when Sutcliffe struck out the last batter that clinched the, you know, division for them. I mean, that was a long drought, right? That was 45-84 with no playoff games at all. And
I was
14 years old.
See, you're latched onto the positive. See, I'd never latched onto that one. I mean, he had a great season with 16-1, and everything about that team was great. That's why for me, like watching it come to an end was so hard. But you remember the high point of it. And that's why you're the guy to have this tattoo. I love that.
I guess so. I guess that's part of me. Last year when they finally bowed out, I mean, a lot of people were like, "Oh gosh, same old Cubs. Wonder what'll ever happen." And I was. You know, I Facebooked them all back saying, what are you talking about? This team, you know, was came into the season thinking maybe they'd be 500, and here's what they did for you as a Cub fan. Just think about what they're going to do the next 4 years.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. My spirits were up at the end of the season, even when the Mets had their foot on our throats. That's okay. That's all right. It was just like, look, we're taking a rest. We're taking, we have so much more to come back with. So what have your friends said about your tattoo?
They all think it's cool. my close friends, and that's really the only people that have seen it.
And family? Your family hasn't said anything?
My two brothers, I'm really close to them. They thought it's great. They still think it's great. My parents kind of, they chuckled about it and like it. My kids, they just think I'm wacky, right? All kids, I think their dads are wacky. Hopefully it's not just me, but.
Come on. If it's getting this kind of attention on Twitter, I'm guessing that kind of gives it a little bit of seal of approval with the kids.
Yeah, my 16-year-old is definitely going to get a kick out of that.
Gotcha. And you have Channel 9 tomorrow?
That's,
you're going to be on TV?
Appears to be the case, yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for doing our show first. I appreciate that. What time are you on WGN-TV?
Somewhere around 6:20.
Oh, go to bed. Dean, go to bed. Get some rest. We look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
And how can people follow you on Twitter?
It's Cubs_Amare_Feedum at CDS625.
We will go ahead and also share that on Patty's Twitter page so people can just kind of follow you from Patty's page.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, have
fun. I don't know how to spell that. It means it means Cubs love faith in Latin.
Cubs love faith. I love it. Have a great time on TV tomorrow, and thank you so much for staying up pretty late with us.
Thanks.
Have a great night. More after this on 720 WGN.